Blog Talk Radio.
Radio fans to the Making It Outreach Back on the Ranch radio show with your host, Rick Wildman Copeland, Chris Sneaky Wilson, and Scott Making It himself, Meepig. Here to talk rodeo with you, the fans and athletes that make rodeo what it is today. Here is Team Making It.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Back at the Ranch show. We're going to be talking rodeo with you tonight. Got everybody queued up and on the line. Is everybody ready to get a grip and get it started tonight?
Let's get it going. Rip, how you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, Scott?
Ready to go, man. Ready to go. We got a lot of rodeo to talk about tonight.
We sure do. Sneak, how about you? How you doing this evening?
Oh, man, I am doing good. I'm ready to get this thing going.
Great, great. Know everybody had a busy weekend this past weekend. All three of us were out traveling, running up and down the roads this weekend, checking out some events, and we are going to get those in. Want to remind our listeners out there that we do have a guest call-in number. If you want to call in and chat with us on the air live tonight, you can do that, 646-915-9940. 646-915-9940. And we also have the chat rooms pulled up tonight. I'm monitoring the Blog Talk Making Eight web chat. Sneaky and Scott are going to be watching the Making Eight chat room. So if you don't want to call in, if you're a little microphone shy like us three are, no, it's camera shy that we are, right?
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
If you don't want to talk on air live, you can get on one of the chat rooms, ask a question, and we'll try our best to answer it for you. Well, Scott, what's been going on in your world since you are the mastermind? Well, Kelly's the mastermind, but you're the worker bee behind this organization, I guess. So you got anything you want to kick us off with tonight?
Well, honestly, Rip, I really want to get in and talk some rodeo, buddy. We've got so much going on. I will tell you, I got to apologize first off to our fans and our members for, our show was not the greatest, but it was a fresh start for us. Our live broadcast we did from Fellsmere on Sunday, it was a work in progress. We certainly hit some rough roads there, but we got through it, and we learned a lot from it and are definitely ready to get things going. We're going to actually be doing our second tailgate party at the Crosstown Arena in Tampa, Florida here tomorrow night. Gates open at 6 o'clock, so if there's any local fans listening, want to get out to go watch a good rodeo, stop on by over there. You can either email us, check us out on the website, contact us, give us a phone call, find out directions, or you can check out RemingtonRoughStock.com, and they'll have the information posted for you there. So we're looking forward to that. But I'm really happy that all three of us got to go out and hit some SSBR rodeos this weekend. I had a chance to talk with Carl this week, and he was real happy with having us out at their event, and we look forward to doing a lot more with him. So. I think we should just start things off with Friday night, man. Rip, you want to talk about Greenwood a little bit there?
Friday night in Greenwood, we had a great time down there. The the producers and everything welcomed me in there, and we had one of the biggest bull ridings that I have been to in a while. They had 46 riders going the first day of the competition, and we were there late that night. Willis Trosclair was the big winner in Greenwood over the two-day event. He scored 86 and 89 on Friday night and took home first place. And he's starting to get his ride. I don't know if a lot of the listeners out there know a lot about Willis. He's from Louisiana, and he's starting to ride real good and get his edge back. He was riding real good there one time and went down into a slump, and then he's making a comeback, and he's starting to look real good. And I'm not looking at the standings. Sneaky's he's our stat man. I'm sure he's working on that right now, and he can tell us where Willis is standing right now. But he may be in there to make a run for the money with the SSBR this year.
Oh, give me just a minute.
Okay. All right. Well, it was a two-day event down in Greenwood, and I did not get to make it back for the second day of the event because of the blizzard that blew through North Mississippi, which we don't get to see real often up here. So I got snowed in Batesville and had to stay in Batesville. But Florida Cowboy took the event with one qualified ride. Hudson is his last name, and I do not have my day sheet right there in front of me to tell me his first name. But he took the event in Greenwood on Saturday night.
Okay. Now, I'm just trying to scroll through here, but
it was real good bull riding down there Friday night, and it looks like it was Saturday night too. We had a great time. Like I said, we got kicked off at 7:30 Friday night. And I think I walked out of the place about 10:30 after the last ride Friday night. It was a night. If you like bull riding and that's what you want to see, that was the place to be. They did four sections, I believe, of long goes, and then brought back the top six for the short go. And Spencer Robson had his SSBR Bucking Bull of the Year 2008 in the short go down there. And Blues Clues is going to be well on his way back again, I believe. He looked pretty good Friday night.
Did he? Well, yeah. I'll tell you what, it was David Hudson that won the event on it was Saturday night.
Right.
So that was really good for him. But it certainly looks like there was a lot of competitors over there. You know, from what I'm checking, they said around 46 or 48 entries on Friday night. So that was
right.
One heck of a bull ride there in Greenwood on Friday. But the SSBR was really busy. And before we go into Laurel, Mississippi with Sneaky, I talked with Carl this week, the owner of the SSBR, and he kind of opened my eyes to what the association, how they kind of run things. But they actually have their system is that in order to compete for your overall standings in the championship series, whether it be Eastern or Western Circuit Finals, you actually have to participate in at least two of the opposite of the opposite association. So if you're an Eastern Circuit rider, you have to compete in at least two Western Circuit events during the year to qualify for a national championship. So, these guys that came up from Florida, which of course I know they were, they picked a cold weekend to go up there and ride. Kevin McKeeman and a few of those other boys that rode up there this weekend, they actually were trying to qualify. That's why they rode once in Greenwood and once in Laurel, because that makes them eligible for the national overall finals for the SSBR. So there's a bit of information there for you fans following the SSBR, following Make It Eight. That's kind of how that's kind of how they do things there, you know, with that association. So if you're a Western Circuit competitor, you have to compete in at least two events in the Eastern Circuit to give you your national standings. Now you can still qualify as the, you know, the Eastern Circuit champion or the Western Circuit, but yeah, to compete overall, you have to compete in two of the opposite events.
Right. Okay. And you just taught me something new there, Scott. I was not aware. I knew they did it a little bit different. And
right.
I was not aware of what they did. And I was counting on my sheet here. Friday night, out of the 48 riders in Greenwood, eight of them were from Florida. So there were some traveling cowboys in that bunch.
Yeah, there were. We
had several cowboys out of Louisiana. Looks like Louisiana, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi. Had a couple of cowboys out of Mississippi that I've watched in some of the smaller associations around here. Ross Burney out of Coffeyville, Mississippi. He's a pretty good hand himself. He was in Greenwood Friday night.
Okay. Well, you know, we can get into the points here a little bit later on in our show in regards to how the SSBR comes up with their point system. But you're going to want to have your pen and paper ready. And for Sneaky, I wish we could get a tutor over there to kind of help him, you know, maybe write some of these numbers down, because it does get a little complicated there. But we can kind of keep our fans up to date on who's running first and second overall. You know, we'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. But Sneaky had a Laurel makeout this weekend, man.
Laurel was a good show. We had three rounds, winner take all. We had we only had about 24 bull riders show up for each night. It was put on by JT Katif. He's a Mississippi stock contractor producer. And yeah, had a real good show. He brought some top quality bulls in, and your buddy from down there in Florida, Kevin, believes y'all call him Rooster.
Uh-huh.
What is his last name here? McKeenan.
It's McKeeman.
McKeeman. Okay.
Yep.
Rooster, excuse me for pronouncing it wrong there. But yeah, he put on a heck of a ride Saturday night with an 86, and wound up winning the whole event. Had a shot at a bounty bull that they had there by the name of Neon Roan, and I tell you what, I was pulling for him, but he only went about 7.2 seconds on that bull. But I tell you what, that son gun come out bucking. But overall, it was a real good show. Had a real good time. And had a pretty good, decent turnout at the show.
Yeah, I believe Rooster scored an 86 on that bull that he had
to win the event.
Yeah,
in the second round, he scored an 86. And I'm not real sure of the bull that he had. I want to say it was Wooly Bully, but I don't hold me to that. I didn't get a cut sheet on that. So, and my notes were a little scribbled down here.
Right. Go ahead, Sneak.
I tell you what, I was impressed with the two bullfighters they had there.
Well,
I know you're going to get into it in a little bit with something that SSBR's got for their bullfighters coming up, but you know, the two bullfighters they had, Cody Castro and Ross Hill, those two earned their money this past weekend.
Okay. Were there a lot of hang-ups out there? Just a lot of bulls getting, a lot of riders getting up next to the bulls.
Well, they had one hang-up, and then you know, they had a couple of close calls there. But those guys stepped in there and did the job, and I was thoroughly impressed. That's the first time I've got to see Ross Hill fight, and you know, he did an outstanding job. You know, both of those guys did. And, I mean, you just can't say enough about those two guys for the job they did this weekend.
Well, Rip, you know he's just bragging about the ones that wear the makeup, right?
That's right. That's right. And, let me throw a shout out to Coyote Rodeo for the job they did in Greenwood, Mississippi. Chris McCoy and his bunch, they did a good job. I'm gonna brag on the announcer. Brandon McClagden out of Missouri was the announcer at the Greenwood show. Dusty Myers was our funny man, and Robbie Shaw and I believe Lee Ross were the bullfighters, and
uh-huh.
You know, we nothing really out of the way happened, but they, you know, they those guys in the arena, they're always earning their money when they're out there.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. Well, I always, as a rider, I always made my way over to the bullfighters before and after the event, but especially just thank them for the job that they did, because man, I'll tell you what, there's been several times, and I've got them on some of my videos, but you know, they have saved my neck. So you know, there's, you can't give those guys enough credit for what they do. But you know, I'm just scanning down through here. You know, there's a lot of different things going on this weekend. Obviously, I mean, the SSBR actually put on four different events. You know, along with the two up there in Mississippi that they co-sanctioned with the NABA, they also had one in Davie, Florida, and then of course they had the one in Felsmere. We actually had a chance to catch up with Rooster, and boy, I'll tell you, he was tired. I must have introduced myself to him over the course of the week, maybe three or four times, and still couldn't get my name, boy. But you know, I can't blame him, because we kind of put him on the spot when we put him on our show. But it was definitely nice to have him on there, and we certainly look forward to having him as well as many other riders on our broadcast with us.
Yeah, I was thoroughly impressed with him, you know, this weekend. You know, from the ride that I saw him making in the second round Saturday night, and you know, his attempt on that the Bounty Bull, you know, that was, he put on a heck of an attempt.
Yeah.
He finished, didn't you tell me, eighth down there this past weekend?
We'll get into that there. I think we're gonna take a break here in just a few minutes, but I think when we come back, we're gonna talk a lot about that. But you know, Rooster McKeeman, he's got a lot. He's got a lot at stake. He is really battling it out for first place with Wagner Luciano, who's in first place. And I do apologize to Wagner. During our show on Sunday, I said that he was not in Felsmere. However, he was. And he actually made a qualified ride, and turned out he finished ninth. He finished 1 point behind Rooster. So, you know, that point race is really heating up, and you know, it's going to truly be a good matchup, I think, towards the end of the season as well, to watch those two. But, yeah, there's, you know, I do got to apologize to the fans and to Wagner for saying that he was not at the Felsmere event when he was.
Yeah, and Scott, I want to throw this in here before we go into break. I'm getting really excited about this SSBR Association, not just because we're becoming a part of it and growing with it, but I went to a couple of SSBRs before I actually got involved with Making Eight, and I started keeping up with them on their website and watching them grow, and it's amazing to me. Over the past year and a half or so, how this organization has shot up and become what it is, and it's becoming a real good association to get out there and for bull riders to get hooked up with.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Rip, they really are. I mean, I had the pleasure of riding with them 2 years ago, and, you know, it was a good association back then when I was riding. It was a lot of fun. The riders were real competitive, yet they, you know, real supportive of each other. You know, we were a nice family there, and you know, Carl Folletti and the board members that have you know, have been put in place there with the SSBR have really done a great job in making those, you know, making this organization what it is. And you know, I myself obviously am proud to be a part of it again. On this side of it, to be able to promote them and work with them, you know, throughout this season. So, you know, we really look forward to what they have going on, and they do have a lot up and coming here these next few months. So if you're a fan out there and want to find out about a good rodeo association, you know, you got to follow us and follow the SSBR. So, you know, I will tell you right now, check out their website, ssbrnow.com. You know, try to get involved, try to keep up with these riders. Cause I'll tell you, they, you know, we've got one of them that, just moved in and had his, Built Four Tough Series debut, this past week. You know, Caleb Sanderson, we're going to talk about him a little bit later on in our show. We got, Buckshot Morrison and, you know, Jimmy Lathrow, who were both, you know, contenders last year and, you know, rode several, PBR events. So I will tell you what, they are sure breeding, you know, and creating some good bull riders coming out of this organization.
Yeah, they are. And you were talking about their website, the SSBRnow.com. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but they added a couple of good-looking faces on their homepage there. Did you notice that, Scott?
Well, I know they added one, and that was myself, but...
Hey. No, it was two, and I was being nice to you there, man.
I know you were. Well, like we talked about in our shows, there's a reason why we're not on TV, and that's just because I don't think anybody would pay to come watch us, that's for sure.
That's exactly right. And that... they put a quick link to our website on there, and we've got a quick link to their website on our homepage in return, and that's a good way to travel back and forth and keep up with what's going on between both of these organizations.
Yep. What do you say we take a break, Rip?
All right, let me remind the guest what the call-in number is, 646-915-9940. 646-915-9940. And while we're taking this break listening to a little Jason Aldean, whoop over to the Making 8 website. Check out the home store.
By the dashboard light, and it takes me where I'd like to be, wrapped up in a blanket there, pulling ribbons from your hair and your kiss. Girl, that's what I miss. Still I drive these horses through the rain and snow. High-speed rodeo is all I know. I'm in here on the wind.
right. Good evening to you, and welcome back to the Making Eight Radio Show. I am one of your hosts, Rip Copeland. Got Sneaky Wilson online with me, and also Scott Mesick. We are the bunch that's back at the ranch talking rodeo with you tonight. Got anybody out there that wants to call in, give us a call, 646-915-9940. All right, Sneaky, you said you forgot to mention something a while ago. You want to bring that up?
Well, it kind of fit into what we were talking about, the SSBR growing. I had a nice talk with David Spears, and if people that don't know David Spears, he is the 2008 Western Circuit champion. And he's also the director of bull riders for the Western Circuit. And, you know, me and him had a talk about how the SSBR is growing and how it's one of the better bull riding associations to hit this area, you know, as far as the Mississippi, Alabama, and, you know, how it's growing. And, you know, he's a cowboy that's been with some other associations, you know, here and there, and, you know, kind of said he's kind of found a home here in SSBR, and, you know, he's somebody that we need to keep an eye on, too. You know, this was his first rodeo back since a knee injury that he had at the finals, and, you know, he covered his one of his bulls Saturday night with a 75, and, you know, he's just somebody that we need to keep an eye on and just a real intelligent young man, which I guess you don't get to be the director of bull riders if you're not, you know, don't have a little bit of intelligence to you. But, you know, he's real proud of being a member of the SSBR now. So
that's
what I've got to mention. Figured that might be a little important there.
Well, you know, Sneaky, it's...
Go ahead,
it's
Scott.
No, that's okay, but it's just like him to leave the important information out, wouldn't you say?
He didn't actually forget it. He did. I just went to break too soon on him is what happened there.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rip's taking up for me now.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. You know, I know that you guys had a cold one up there. What's the weather like up there now?
Up here in the northwest part of the state, it is a warm 66 degrees right now. It's not real bad up here. We're starting to warm up. Got some rain moving in for this weekend. It's supposed to be up in the 70s, so we're getting better. All the snow's
gone. Good deal. How about you, Sneak?
Oh, we're up in the 60s. I mean, I was out all day working and, you know, with a T-shirt, and you know, it's just a nice, pretty sunny day today. So,
good deal. Well, we've had cold weather down here all week, so I'm telling you, I think you guys sent it back with some of these guys that were up there riding your way that made it back down here on Sunday in Fellsmere. But let me tell you, you know, what I kind of broke out with, you know, during the our show on Sunday was, you know, like I said, that Wagner was not there, but he was. He also rode Saturday night in Davie, Florida. Finishing second in that round. So, of course, you know, like I said, back to the battle for first place in the SSBR between Rooster and Wagner. They, you know, they really have some heated competition. I mean, you know, Rooster comes out on top in the Western Circuit, and then, you know, Wagner comes in second in Davie on Saturday night, and they both come back Sunday and ride in Fellsmere, and you know, Rooster finishes in eighth place and Wagner finishes in ninth place. So really impressive to see that matchup between those two. You know, had a lot of great bull riding going on down there in Fellsmere as well. Bobby Lathrow put it on. That's his hometown there in Fellsmere. You know, was just a great bull ride. I was so wrapped up because, you know, of course this was one of my first rodeos back, especially after my injury. But to get back in it and actually watch these guys ride, man, I you know, my heart was racing for them. And, you know, every time they turned the bull outside that gate, I was ready to jump on and you know, wish I was there too. But, you know, I think we got a really good thing going here with Making Eight. And, you know, I'm happy to have you guys with us. You know, one of the better shots of the week, it's posted on the SSBR website on SSBRnow.com on their homepage. Ty Harris on Kokomo in Fellsmere. You know, I watched it before we went on air, and he took this shot. And the pictures really don't do it any justice. I mean, it shows him kind of coming over the front of the bull. But let me tell you, that bull just kept pushing him down the arena. And, you know, Ty Harris looked like a little bowling ball down there just being pushed by this bull. It was pretty impressive to see. But he got the shot of the week. And, you know, the photographer down there for them, Teresa Bryant, did a great job taking that picture. They got some really good action photos of that. So if you guys get a chance, go check it out.
Yeah, that was one of the – when I went to the homepage, to the SSBR homepage this week, that was one of the first things that caught my eye was that frame-by-frame shot of that ride and him coming off. That was a photographer that was on top of their job right there doing that.
Well, let me tell you, I don't – like I said, I think that the camera probably went out of the action photos because there was more to it than that. I mean, when he went off the front, that bull just kept scooting him down the arena, and he just looked like a ball. He just rolled up and was being rolled down the arena. So it was entertaining to see. I'm glad Ty didn't get too hurt by it, you know, he was able to come back and actually finish sixth in the overall standings for Felsmere. So, you know, it was good for him. Scored a 74 on that bull on Kokomo. But, yeah, man, we definitely had some great bull riding down there. Buckshot Morrison and Henry Corson finished first and second. They both covered two of their bulls. They had 11 riders out of, I believe, around 20 or 24 riders this week, this Sunday down there. Felsmere made qualified rides. You know, I'm not going to go through them all here. You know, we talked about Rooster and Wagner. You know, we talked about Ty finishing sixth with a 74-point ride, but, you know, three of the riders, Kenny Hammock and Henry Corson and Buckshot Morrison all made two qualified rides. So they were able to ride both of theirs, both the long go and the short go round. Buckshot Morrison had a great ride on his second bull and finished with a 155 overall. So that's what got the big paycheck there. And Buckshot Morrison, he's been in a lot of the PBR events. Real nice to talk with. Him and I got to sit down and talk after the event a little bit. And unfortunately, I didn't have my stuff prepared for the show. I'd love to have gotten an interview, but we're going to work on that and make sure we correct it for this next time we're going to be out at their event. You know, we're also going to make sure we're lined up for tomorrow in the Crosstown Arena. But, yeah, I got a good picture on our website. If you go to our photos page, you'll be able to see it. It's myself and Henry Corson as well as with Buckshot Morrison. So you guys make sure you stop by the website, makinaid.com. Go under our photos page and check those out as well.
And also, don't forget on the radio page, if people want to see our ugly mugs, they can go to our profiles. You've posted all of them on there too, so they don't have to wait till we get a TV contract.
Well, you know, Rip, I only did that to scare the crows away. I mean, if anybody's got any bad crow problems, they can set that laptop right up there on the window and it'll scare them off, guaranteed.
That's exactly what I was thinking before you said it. I knew that was coming, that these computers were going to end up out in a garden somewhere.
Well, you know, with Sneaky, I think half the time he tries to talk with his out there, you know. He carries it with him wherever he goes.
Yeah, a lot of times I wish I could. But, yeah, I was sitting here checking out some of the pictures you took this weekend. Since you were talking about it, I hadn't had a chance. This is actually the first time I've had a chance to sit down in front of the computer this week. So
You did remember to turn it on this time, didn't you, Sneaky?
Yeah, it's not black tonight, so, you know, I'm
right.
It pictures here.
Good deal. Well, I'll tell you what, if you guys get a chance to swing on over and look at that, make sure you do. If you'll see, there's a couple pictures of me up on the fence post there. That's where we did our live broadcast, so... you know, it was one of what I would consider to be one of the best seats in the house, other than being on the bull itself, which who knows down the road, you know. I mean, don't tell the boss that, because I think she may have an objection to it. But, you know, who knows what the future is going to hold. I'll tell you, being back around these rodeos really gets me energized and gets me pumped up, you know, to where I want to be out there myself. But, you know, we'll see what happens. For right now, I'm going to sit back and work the business side of it. We'll work with Making Eight. How's that?
That works. Yeah, I just seen one picture on here. Looked like Hollywood Harris had a dummy sitting up on the fence there. Do you know anything about that?
Are you calling me a dummy, Sneaky? All right, now.
I just had to throw that in there. You've been picking on me, so I figured I'd pick a little back a little bit there.
I know it, Sneak. I know it. But, you know, I'm like I said, really, really glad that you guys were able to get out some rodeos this weekend as well. You know, we're going to get out this a lot more here coming up shortly. I don't know if they're going to be all SSBRs, but, you know, we're definitely going to work with some of these organizations to get involved and really start promoting the sport, because that's what we're here to do. You know, and, you know, I did have the opportunity to sit back and talk, you know, watch some good barrel racing too. And, of course, you know, I'm going to rub it in on old, Rip there, but, we really did. We had a good time this weekend being able to watch some of them pretty gals out there on those horses. Just to, kind of round out the girl that won the barrels, Kristen Henchy, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right, but, she won the event with a 14.798 on her ride, and Heather Fleekman finished with a 14.675. So that was real impressive to watch. You know, I enjoyed it, and it been, you know, doesn't happen real often for a bull rider to be able to sit back and actually watch the barrel racing, because normally in the full rodeo events, barrel racing comes up right before bull riding, and that's about the time they're loading bulls in the chutes and we're getting ropes on and getting our chaps on and everything. But yeah, being out there on this side of it, I actually got to sit back and watch a little bit of it and really had a good time with it. So you know, for the fans out there that think that we're not, you know, we're just here to talk bull riding, we're not necessarily here to just talk bull riding. You know, if you guys have questions or comments about any of the other events within the rodeo, give us a call, 646-915-9940, and we'll be happy to sit back and talk some rodeo with you guys as well.
That's right. And also, don't forget to check out our website. It's making8.com. We've got the home store. And the website, Scott, is coming along real good. And every time I talked to you on the phone this week, you were working on it. What was the boss doing if you were working on the website? She's not the one that takes care of all that?
Well, no, she is not the one that takes care of all that, but, you know, she was actually working a paycheck so we could get a little money in our regular bank account as well. So, you know, she's been working hard out there and taking care of the kids and letting me have the opportunity to be able to work that, you know, and dedicate the time into the website. But, yeah, we're kind of happy with the way it's coming along. You know, we still have a lot of improvements and upgrades, but, you know, the one way we're really going to get those is to get people coming to our store and buying our gear. And, you know, I really think 6 months or a year from now, you're going to start seeing this all over the U.S. And who knows, you know, we talked Sunday a little bit about the possibility of Australia and beyond. So, you know, we're looking to get a Making Eight gear out. And, you know, I think as a fan, you're not going to want to miss the opportunity to be one of the first ones to get your hands on our gear.
That's right, and I'm sorry, Sneaky. Go ahead.
Go right ahead.
No, I was just gonna say we do have some good looking shirts and stuff on that website, and you know, we want the fans to go to it, check it out, and buy some of it. Tell your friends about it. Get them over there too.
Well, that's basically, you know, what I was gonna say. You know, tell them to go look at the, you know, the stuff on our storefront. I know I've got a shirt coming, should be in here, another shirt coming that should be in here any time now. So, you know, and they're good looking. Scott's got some good looking stuff up there.
And
that's just because I'm good looking, Sneak.
Oh, here we go. All right, let me talk about something that I talked about this on the show Sunday. But I was at the, since the weather moved in Saturday night, and the roads were just a little too treacherous for me to make an hour drive. I just drove 5 minutes down the road to the Batesville Civic Center. We had the Bill Lipscomb Memorial Rodeo going on in town Saturday night. And I was standing up behind the chutes keeping scores, and I had a couple of cowboys standing behind me. Well, actually, one of them wasn't a cowboy. He was just a friend of one of the riders. And they asked me, they said, what event are you riding in tonight? And I said, I'm not riding. I'm here kind of reporting and keeping scores. And I told them about our radio program and our organization and what we were trying to do. And those guys thought that was the greatest thing in the world. And they were going to spread the word about it and get online and start listening to us some. So, you know, we're out at these events. We're spreading word about Making Eight, getting it out there, letting people know what we're all about to promote the sport of rodeo and bull riding and any of the events in rodeo and the riders, and not just the riders. We want to talk about the contract acts, the stock contractors, the producers, anything that's got to do with rodeo and what makes up rodeo is what we're wanting to get out to the public, educate the people out there that may not know a lot about rodeo.
Yeah, you're right, Rip. It's one thing to be sitting back and talking bull riding because that's what we know. That's the event that I followed. And, I know for Sneak, you know, he spent time in the arena. We've all been, spent our times on bulls. So, you know, I mean, that's where our experience lies. But we're certainly open to, talking any of the other events that go on. We're open to talk to the other associations now. You know, like I said, we do got to apologize to the SSBR, slipping in, had a little slip of the tongue there on Sunday, talking a little bit about some of the other events. But when we go out and do these tailgate parties, you know, we're promoting these associations that are putting them on. So, you know, for you to be, you know, to get involved in as an association and want us to promote your event, give us a call and try to set something up where we can get out there, and we'll certainly do that for you. We got a lot with the SSBR because that's an association that reached both Mississippi and Florida, but these riders, they travel all over, and we want to promote them as well. That's the overall picture is what it comes down to is. You know, we're going to carry on this tradition of rodeos, and that's what we're looking to do. Whether it be like Rip was saying, a contract act or a bullfighter, you know, we want you guys to be involved as well. But these riders, you know, we're looking to get sponsorships for them. We're going to work hard to get them out there. So just because we may only be covering the Southeast area, if you're a rider out west and you want to be involved with Team Making Eight, the only way we're going to get out that way is if you start getting involved with us, and then we can start working with the community, the Western Shores and things like that, to sponsor you for those events. And, we'll coordinate all that for you. So, you know, if you're listening and you're out west and you want to be involved with Team Making Eight, make sure you contact us through our email address or our website. And, I've got my phone numbers posted there, the office phone number. Don't hesitate to give us a call, so we can get in contact with you and get you set up for these, to become a member.
Yeah, that's true. And I want to hit on the contract acts just a minute, because I saw one this weekend. Cody Castro's son, an 11-year-old, was actually our barrel man in Laurel, Mississippi. Now, you can't tell me that that's not going to be a future contract act and barrel man that's going to be making a name for himself, if he's already starting out this young.
Yeah. Well, you know, Hollywood Harris there, that was down there in Fellsmere, he has his son out there involved. And, you know, when I was rodeoing, you know, I ran across Hollywood a number of times at different rodeos. And, his son was, man, he wasn't much, taller than the tumbleweeds out there. But let me tell you, that little kid, he's really gotten involved. And, I think Hollywood's going to start sitting back and watching his son do most of these acts because he's got a good talent there. So that's another up-and-comer that we'll really have to watch. I think they'll be the next generation of of contract acts out there.
That's true, and I love seeing these young kids getting out there and getting involved like that. That's something just kind of makes you proud to see. And I know Cody's proud of his son, you know, getting in the barrel, and you know, he's and it was kind of funny because the barrel was actually taller than he was.
So,
he had to take a running jump to get up on top there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm writing notes down here. I'm fixing to say something. You were talking about the tailgate parties, and neither one of y'all have brought this up yet, so I'm thinking you're kind of getting a little bit nervous on me. The out-of-the-chute challenge, how are we standing on that? Were you able to talk to any fans, Scott, in Florida, and see if they had any suggestions on what our wager should be? Or, you know, like I say, I'm the one that keeps bringing this up, so I'm kind of thinking that maybe you two are just a little bit afraid of what the old announcer is going to come down out of the announcer stand and do when we do this thing live and in person.
Well, let me ask you, Rip, have you gotten the game yet?
Have I gotten the game yet?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't want
Then
don't
I'm not
want...
worried.
Well, I just didn't want it to be an unfair advantage to y'all for me to go out and get it, and, you know, What brings my paychecks home in life right now is being a firefighter, and that downtime at the station, I could sit around and kind of work on my skills.
Now wait a second there, Rip, because I also work in the emergency medical field, and I sit on an ambulance. But just because I sit on an ambulance doesn't mean that I don't have access to that. Man, I have learned over 5 years experience that I have how to occupy my time in an ambulance. So I've got a 7-inch TV that hooks to a PlayStation that I sit out there. Now, normally with my partner on the truck, we'll play something like Tiger Woods or golf. But there has been many occasions where I would sit back myself and play that game. So, you know, as far as me being scared, man, I'm not too worried about it just yet, Bubba.
Well, obviously, your boss does not listen to our program, or you wouldn't be saying what you just said laughing on the air right there.
Well, no, she knows that when it comes time to work, I do work hard.
Okay.
But, you know, the downtime that we get now, I will tell you, we are in our busy season down here in Florida. We've got the snowbirds down here, and we've got, you know, we've got a lot of guests coming into town for vacations and whatnot. And that's why I really want to get out. If you have the opportunity to get down to Tampa, do not miss one of Remington Rustock's rodeos on Friday night. It's on the first and third Saturday of first and third Friday of every month. You don't want to miss them. They're so much fun to be around. I actually, you know, pulled out my first covered ride at an actual event there. And, you know, they put on a great show. They've got great food. So make sure for a Friday night, you guys take a little time out from Busch Gardens or SeaWorld right over there in Tampa, Orlando, and make your way down there to one of their rodeos, because they do put on a really good show. But, yeah, you know, as far as these tailgate parties go, I had not had an opportunity, Rip, to talk with the fans about our contest, but we will work on that this weekend. I will have them. Matter of fact, that'll be one of my questions. I ask them, I'll explain it to them, and we'll try to get them involved with that. Now, I'm not going to bring the out of the chute to the event. I did in Fellsmere, and you know, I'll tell you what, there's some kids that out there that made me nervous, but you and Sneaky, I think I'm okay with.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, after that job you just did promoting Remington Roughstock, I'm saying that if Sneak and I finish ahead of you, however we finish, and you're the number three man in this competition, that you ought to have us down to Tampa out to a night at the Remington Roughstock Arena is what I'm thinking, and maybe a steak supper on top of that. And I'm just throwing a thought out there, Sneaky. What do you think about that?
I like that idea. I always like a good steak.
Well, you know what? There's an option there because, you know, if I come out of this thing on top, then I believe you fellas should send me up your way to Mississippi to do a rodeo, and you know, whether it be an SSBR event or one of these other sanctioned events, and we'll go out and hit a rodeo and put on the tailgate party out that way. What do you think?
That sounds like it would be a good deal.
Well, let's talk with some fans this week, and we'll get some feedback on the competition. You know, fans out there listening and have an idea for us for our wager, drop us an email, stop in the chat room, let us know what you're thinking. You know, we'll work on this, and you know, we'll come up with something. You know, before next week or so, I think before next week's show, we should have a solution to our wager. What do you think?
That sounds like a good deal to me. Hey, you guys ready to go fill up the water bottles, get these throats cleared up just a little bit? Let's take a break.
Well, I think go put on some more makeup, but yeah, I think we're about ready for that.
All right, let's go fill up the water bottles. And listeners, just a reminder for you, 646-915-9940. We'll be right back after this.
Got your eye on this old cowboy, and I can tell you never had one for your own, or you never been around one. Now you're thinking that you found one. Well, it might be kind of fun to take him home. You giggle every time that I say yes ma'am, and I get this feeling if I held you tight, you'd be seeing his and hers, buckles, boots and spurs. But that feeling you'll get over overnight. What you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? When he's lying there instead of getting out of bed and putting on his boots and getting gone? What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half of mine to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? It takes a special kind of woman to put up with the life a cowboy leads, cause his boots are always muddy and his beer drinking buddies, they'll camp out on your couch and never leave. Don't even start to think you're gonna change him. You'd be better off to try to rope the wind. What he is what you got, and he can't be what he's not. And honey, you can't hide him from your friends. So what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? When he's lying there instead of getting out of bed, putting on his boots and getting gone? What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half of mine to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? Yeah, what you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away?
All right, y'all get a grip. We are back on the Making Eight Radio Talk Show. We're here tonight to talk with you about rodeo and any event involved in rodeo. We're about 54 minutes into this horse and pony show. I've got Chris Sneaky Wilson on the other end with me, and also the junior boss, Scott Misek, is on here with us, and we are having a good time tonight talking rodeo and stuff like that and listening to a little country music and making wagers and talking about stakes and stuff.
Well, I'm sure that's making Sneaky hungry over there. Sneaky, did you have any luck? Were you able to get a turkey last Sunday when we talked?
Well, you know, I was just sitting here looking out through the window at them, and I had four chicks in my backyard there, so I was surely tempted, but season hadn't opened up quite yet. But
okay,
don't tell me I wasn't tempted.
I'm sure you were. Well, guys, I want to
quiet on us.
Well, I'm multitasking over here, and I'm not figuring up time zones. I'm watching chats and trying to see if I can get some interaction going here. We got three lines open. We need some callers, 646-915-9940. Give us a call. Talk to us a little bit about rodeo or anything that you might want to talk about concerning rodeo. It doesn't just have to be the events, like we said before. We want to talk contract acts, stock contractors, producers, anybody. Anything to do with rodeo is what we're here, and that's what this show is all about.
Yeah, that's right, Rip. Well, you know what? To get back on a little bit of the action, did you guys have a chance to see any of the PBR this weekend at all?
Once again, I did not.
And I was on the road all weekend.
Okay. Well, fortunately for me, the boss let me get a TiVo, so I was able to record it and go back and watch a little bit of it. You know, I'll tell you, the matchup between Cody Lostro and JB Mooney has really kicked off in the PBR ranks as well. But, you know, I would be remiss if I did not give credit where credit was due, and that was Caleb Sanderson, a SSBR rider, making his way into the ranks of the Built Ford Tough Series, made his debut this weekend. He drew a couple real tough bulls. In the first round, he drew a bull. I want to say his name is Excalibur, and I've seen that bull before. He's one of the ranker bulls out there. Ended up getting bucked off, and then again in the second round was able to get bucked off or got bucked off again. But I'll tell you, in the third round, he really came to, scored an 84 3/4 on Why Not My Not. So, I'm really glad to see him, getting up there and able to make a ride this weekend. Hopefully he'll be back over in Kansas City this next weekend, 'cause that's where the PBR is going to be. But, it was really impressive to see somebody that I actually rode with and had the pleasure to ride with. We used to ride little jackpot rodeos on Friday nights in Kissimmee together quite often. And, of course, we'd ride the SSBR events as well. So really, really impressed to see him make that way. But that matchup between Cody Lostro and JB Mooney are really heating up there. JB kind of fell off a little bit this weekend. It's still early enough where it's okay. I don't think it's going to hurt JB too much. He's only about 600 points behind Cody, so it's still anybody's ball game. And I think that that matchup is going to prove to be a big one later on down the road. But also Austin Meyer coming in, he's not that far behind JB as well. So I look to see him be a big competitor there at the towards the final.
Yeah, and it's still young in the season too, and it's not real deep into the season, so just about anything can happen from here on out.
Right. Well, like I said, well, I'll tell you what, I still have my money on JB. If he can stay healthy, I still think he's the man to beat. But, Cody Lostro really has come out, and he has given some competition to JB. So, it's good for the PBR. I enjoy watching it. If it wasn't so interesting, I wouldn't record it and try to come back and watch it. But, so this week for me has been just nothing but bull riding. I mean, talking with you guys on Friday and Saturday night, and then Sunday being in Fellsmere, getting back Sunday night, turning on and watching some of the PBR event, just really, it was a weekend filled with bull riding. I can tell you that, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
And I think us three spent about eight total hours throughout the weekend on the phone, didn't we? Trying to get Rick shows ready and going over everything. So it's been a busy weekend. You're right about that. And I guess, Scott, I'm going to have to break down and get TiVo if we're going to be out and about, and I certainly want to be out and about going to these events like we are. But to keep up with PBR, CBR, and other things going on, I guess I'm going to have to break down and get TiVo also.
Well, now, Rip, we know that you're not the boss, And so what we're going to have to do is, you know, we'll have to call your boss to make sure it's okay. You know,
well,
she did call me. She did call me the other morning and woke me up at 9:30. So when I had to be out on the ambulance till 3 in the morning the next day. But, you know, we'll talk to your boss and see what she says. How's that?
That'll work. Maybe we can get something rolling. Or it may be a good wager thing. I don't know. You know, the winner gets the TiVo.
Oh, there you go. That's a possibility there. Well, you know what? We got to get those fans involved. If they got any ideas for us, or you know, we'll kind of take a vote and see what comes out of it.
And I am keeping notes on these wagers: Tampa trip and TiVo.
Now, wait a second here. I'm just curious because I've already got one. So what does that give me if I cover the event?
Well, since you're probably not going to cover the event, we're not really going to have to worry about that, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what. You know, you fellas, you best be on your game there. I'll tell you that right now. Don't think for one second that the boss man wouldn't make a wager that I didn't think I could win.
But you know, I got to give you a hard time. Do what?
Since he's already got TiVo, we do need to come up with something else.
Okay, there you go. You're ruining me getting a TiVo for free.
What
I'm working on here.
Our bet could be he gets us a TiVo. We'll just have to find something he's looking for.
Well, you know what, Sneak? Now, we were talking last week when we were coming back from those practice pens about how we needed a big TV for the out of the shoots game. I bet you if y'all put your money together now, maybe we'll get something out of that, huh?
Okay, that's a note we're not going to keep right there. We're going to bypass that, and we're going to go on to something else. How about that?
All right. Well,
guys, we have three lines open. If we got any listeners out there that want to give us a call, 646-915-9940.
Go ahead, Scott. I didn't mean to step on you.
No, that's all right, Sneak. You go right ahead. If you got something to say, I know it's usually important.
Well, no, I was actually going to ask, you know, what SSBR events we've got coming up, you know, within the next couple of weeks.
Well, that's funny because I was just getting ready to talk about it before we interrupted each other.
I must have ESPN.
Uh-huh.
I knew you were fixing to say it.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we're going to be, like I said, we're going to be out at the tailgate party at the Crosstown Arena tomorrow night in Tampa, Florida with Remington Roughstock. Now, I don't know how many of the riders from the SSBR are going to be there. I know that the SSBR is putting on a Friday and Saturday night event in Moorhaven. It's going to be a co-sanctioned event with, I believe, the PRCA. But I'll check my records on that. I do know that we're going to work on trying to get out there. They're only taking 10 riders per night for the Moorhaven event. So there's a good chance that we may see some SSBR riders at the Remington Roughstock rodeo tomorrow night. If we do, we're going to certainly try to get down and talk with a few of them. But I know, from what I understand, I talked to Carl this week at the SSBR, and when they had their call-ins, now they were able to call in actually for both nights, and Wagner Luciano called in, and the first thing he asked was, could he call in for both nights? And when they said yes, he wanted to know if Rooster had already called in for both nights, and of course he had. So, of course, Wagner instantly told him, well, go ahead and put me down for both nights, too. So, I believe that both of those fellows are going to be down in Moorhaven tomorrow and Saturday night. We're hoping that we'll be able to get some word back on them and find out how they did. But just to add fuel to their competition there, they, you know, Wagner and Rooster are both going back and forth, making sure that they can both get out these SSBR events. But, next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but the 14th, we're going to be in Myakka City for another tailgate party. So we are really looking forward to that one as well. It's going to be in a covered arena. And, you know, I believe the show is going to start at 7 p.m. on the 14th, Saturday night. It'll start at 7, and we're going to start our between 8 and 8:30. So, you know, if you cannot make it out to that event, make sure that you at least tune in and listen in. I believe we're going to have a little bit better structure for that event. But, yeah, it's going to be coming up on the 14th that we're going to make it out to. You know, we've got several of them that we're going to be at. On the 27th, we've got a busy weekend that weekend because we're going to be shooting down to Big Cypress, Florida, which is over near the it's near Alligator Alley and near Lake Okeechobee and on the Indian Reservation down in South Florida, almost right in the middle of the state. We're going to be down there that Friday night at 7 p.m. on the 27th, you know, doing, of course, another tailgate party there. And then we're going to shoot up to Kissimmee, Florida on the 28th for the Caleb Sanderson Invitational Bull Riding. And they're going to have 20 riders up there. That should be another really good event. You know, Caleb Sanderson and myself, several of the bull riders, you know, used to ride in the jackpot rodeos up there. You know, that ought to be a lot of fun for all of us. But so we've got several events that are coming up. You know, you know, you guys put on your calendars and try to get out there with us. If you're interested in what the SSBR is doing, check out SSBRnow.com. And pull up their Redman Tour page, and that'll give you their schedule of where they're going to be. And hopefully we'll be getting down to a rodeo near you.
Well, I've seen another one that we need to mention in Dublin, Georgia on the 14th at the Lawrence Ag Center.
Yeah, we do. I was actually hoping to be there. Unfortunately, I got called in. I'm going to have to work that day. On the ambulances, but Dublin, Georgia is going to be another one. Of course, they got $1,000 added that night, you know, and looking to get about 30 riders in that. So that should be a really good show up there in Dublin, Georgia. And, you know, they're having, I guess that's their Shamrock Showdown, I guess is what they're calling it. You know, so the riders are actually mandatory. They have to have green shirts for their performance. You know, I think I might have to give one of those Team Making Eight riders, if we can get them signed up before then, my green Team Making Eight shirt that I have, and send it up there for them boys. So if you're interested in becoming a rider, jump on. I've already got a green shirt for you if you're heading up to Dublin, Georgia, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're also having a Wildest Dressed Leprechaun Bull Rider Award. I want to see that. They, you know, somebody needs to take a few pictures of that and send in to us.
Well, you know what? I will talk to Carl this week. I'll put that down on my notes, and we'll make sure we try to get some good photos of that we can post up on our website as well with some of these riders. Now I know that, Sneak, I don't think you're going to be able to make it out that way for that event, but I'm sure you can probably have a pretty good hand in that one, you know, as long as you put in your makeup and, you know, I'm sure you could get a little leprechaun dress going there, huh?
Well, I got some green spandex tights now that would look real good.
Now, Sneak, I don't even...
Oh, this is a family show, guys. Come on.
I don't even want that picture in my head.
Oh, gosh.
Sneaky, you're going to give me nightmares now forever. That is just terrible to try to imagine Sneak with those leprechaun tights. Boy, I'll tell you what.
Why would you even want to try to imagine that?
Oh, I know.
My gosh,
but
man.
When he said it, Rip, it just put it in my head. I can't get rid of it now.
What scares me is he was proud of it when he said it. What scares me?
Well...
Yeah, I know. And
well, that's terrible.
Okay. If y'all don't mind, I'd like to bring up, just to show y'all that I was working Saturday night and I didn't skip out on y'all as far as working. I want to bring up the Bill Lipscomb Memorial Rodeo that we had here in Batesville.
Okay.
If y'all are ready to go to that point right now.
Sure thing, man.
Okay. And I did a little research on it. I knew of Mr. Bill Lipscomb, but I did not. Actually, he was not a close friend of mine or anything. But back in August 23rd of 2002, Mr. Bill Lipscomb, he was killed in an automobile accident. And he owns Lipscomb Brothers Show Barn up in Como, Mississippi, and they've got a ranch up there. And just north of Como is Northwest Community College, and they've got a real good rodeo team up there. And Mr. Bill was very active in the rodeo team and helping support it and sponsoring it and everything. And Mr. Bud Young, he's the coach of the rodeo team up there. So after Mr. Bill's accident, they came up with a scholarship fund at Northwest for someone on the rodeo team. And this is how they fund that scholarship is through this rodeo. It's the Bill Lipscomb Memorial. And it was the fifth one that they had this year. And they had a Preston Folks Lone Star Rodeo out of Kentucky was the producer for it, and they had some real good stock in here for us, and had some bareback riding. Mississippi boy Jimmy Patterson took second in the bareback riding with a 72. He's out of Houston, Mississippi. Mayfield, Kentucky's Zach Colston took first with a 76. Moved on down to the saddle bronc riding, had Preston Folks the third. He was second with 68, and Evan Alley from Adams, Tennessee, was the number one cowboy in the saddle bronc riding Saturday night. The calf roping was pretty much controlled by the Mississippi Cowboys. The third place went to Greg Speltz out of Nesbitt, Mississippi. Second place was Clint Townsend out of Senatobia, Mississippi, and then first place with a 10-7 was Mitch Reinhardt out of Guys, Tennessee. Steer wrestling, Brad Montgomery out of Decaturville, Tennessee, he took second. First place was Preston Crager out of Columbia, Tennessee, with a 5.1. And then on the team roping, we had team roping there too. You know, when this is a full-blown rodeo, man, it goes from bareback to the steer wrestling, calf roping, team roping, and I like all those events. I can sit around and watch all of them. But Chris Stubblefield and Nick Griffith, they took second with a 12, and then Mitchell Ombres and Sam Smith, they took first with an 8.1 in the team roping. And then one of my favorite events, because it's got those lightning fast horses and them really pretty cowgirls in it, Rachel Speltz out of Nesbitt, Mississippi, she took second with a 17.178. Megan Reinhardt from Guys, Tennessee, 16.808, took first place in that. And then we got into the bull riding, the original extreme sport. Michael Ross out of Jackson, Tennessee, took third with a 75. Jordan Thomas on Crybaby out of Russell Springs, Kentucky, he had a 76 for second. And then JT Stevens out of Asheville, Alabama on Walking Trail, he took the number one spot in the bull riding Saturday night with an 82. So we had a good night of rodeo action, and I was working, guys. Just because it was snowing up here doesn't mean that I wasn't out doing my job.
Well, you know what? That's some great info there, and I definitely appreciate you getting out there, and I'm sure the Bill Lipscomb Memorial does as well, you know, so we can kind of get their information out. But you know, I'll tell you what, you know, we have definitely had an action-packed weekend, and you know, I can't wait till we get out and start doing more of these. You know, I know that I myself have a lot scheduled down here locally. But, you know, we're going to get you guys out to some rodeos as well. You know, if nothing else, you know, I'll can the SS or the Out of the Chutes Challenge between us just to get you guys down here to Florida. I'll tell you what, though, I think you guys might have a hard time going back, because you cannot beat this weather down here.
Well, yeah, I'm proud of Rip. I really expected him to give us every name of every barrel racer and their score.
Well, I can go back and do that if you want me to now.
I knew he could. That was probably the only event that he got every writer's name and score and time down.
Funny you should say that. That is my most complete scores right there.
I should have known.
Hey, Sneaky, I'm gonna kind of touch on something that I know you'll definitely appreciate here. But one of the other deals that the SSBR has coming up, it's not going to be until April 11th. So if you've got a calendar in front of you, there, rodeo fans, make sure you put it down. April 11th. It's going to be back down in Myakka City, Florida, which is where we're going to be on the 14th of this month. So it's about a month in between. The SSBR is putting on an event down there. It's going to be just more for practice. It's going to be more for the competitors, more for the athletes. But really, it's going to be down for the bullfighters. What they're doing is they're having a clinic, a bullfighting clinic that they're putting on that day. And it's going to be basically an all-day event from in the morning all the way into the evening. I believe, I talked with Carl, he said they're going to have somewhere around 100 head of bull to get on. And, you know, the riders can get on basically as many as they can handle during the day. But it's going to be good practice for them. Now, in order to be able to get on there as practice, you have to be an SSBR member. But, you know, the bullfighting clinic should be really entertaining. And we're going to shoot down that way. It's going to be from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. We're going to shoot down that way. And we may even do a live broadcast from that event down there just to kind of touch up and talk with some riders. Maybe a good opportunity for us to actually sit down and talk with some of the riders as well as some of the up-and-coming bullfighters. But they're going to pick the top four to do their Red Man Pro Series events for the rest of the season. Those are usually held in Port Charlotte, Florida. But that's what they're really looking at. And, you know, the judges and everybody are going to be out there. It's going to be kind of a practice for everybody all the way around. So I look forward to that. I think it's going to be something really entertaining. I think for the riders, there's going to be a lot of riders there because they've got a big event coming up in Athens, Georgia, the 16th, 17th, and 18th of April up that way. So, you know, I certainly know that there's going to be a lot of riders trying to get their practice in before they get up there to Georgia.
Yeah. Now, is this for the bullfighters? Is this going to be more along the lines of a cowboy protection competition, or is it going to be more along the lines of freestyling?
I believe it's going to be more along the lines of a cowboy protection competition. What they're looking for is to figure out who are the better bullfighters. A lot of them are going to be rookies out there. A lot of them are going to be bullfighters just relocating this area, trying to make a name for themselves. And, of course, the SSBR is an association that everybody wants to be involved with. So they're going to choose sort of, I guess, the top four to run in the Red Man Pro Tour Series that the SSBR has. And you know, if you go to the website, you can find out the information, but it's going to be great, great, great practice for the riders. We're looking to have a lot of the team members down there. Hopefully we'll have a lot more signed on, but, you know, if I got to drag, you know, Jimmy Bennett down there kicking and screaming, I'll throw him in the back of my truck and haul him down there. But, you know, some of these other members that we're going to be able to get involved, I'm sure they're going to be down there as well. And, you know, we look forward to seeing some great bull riding as well as some great bull fighting. That whole day.
Yeah, that's... I'm sorry, go ahead, Rip.
No, you go ahead.
That's one of the events that they're going to have that I'm really interested in, and yeah, I would love for Scott to go down there and do a live broadcast on that one.
Well, if nothing else, Sneaky, why don't you pack a bag and come on down for the weekend? We'll make it a two-man show.
We may have to do that. We may have to leave Scott at our Rip at home this time.
That's about like you two. Y'all always going out doing the fun stuff, and I have to sit at the house and run the switchboard. But
hey, Rip, you know what though? That would be something you have to take up with the boss because he handles the complaint department. Remember?
Oh yeah. I'm not getting in that. The boss is a female, and you never win an argument with one of them. So I'm not getting into all that.
You know, and I actually got that funny email you sent me today about that. You know, it just seems like no matter what we do, even when we're listening, we're still wrong.
Yeah, and what didn't that just fit right in there?
It sure did.
What I was going to say a while ago, I want to give a little shout-out to Sneak here, okay, Scott? Sneak is a, I'm not going to say a former bullfighter. I guess he would still do it if the money was right and he wanted to do it, but Sneak is looking to find him a bear. What it is he's getting on up in age and he can't move zig and zag quite as fast as he used to could. So Sneak he's in the market for a good barrel. If anybody's out there, anybody's out got one out there that they're wanting to get rid of, he's looking to further his experiences in the rodeo arena as a funny man. And if anybody can give him any help out there, we talk about this on the phone all the time, but we forget to bring it up on the air. And this is one of the best ways, Sneaky, that you could probably find you a barrel is through our listeners out there.
Well. Hey Rip, I've you know what, he never even mentioned to me that he was looking for a barrel that can make him move like he used to could, because I've got a barrel that'll do that just fine. It's sitting right there in my closet. It says 12 gauge written right on the back of it. I guarantee you start firing off some rounds and that'll get him to move.
Yeah, I think I could move on that one.
All right.
Oh, you know, I think we also might need to apologize. We had mentioned a SSBR event up in Philadelphia that has been postponed and rescheduled. And I am looking, that is going to be rescheduled June 19th up there in Philadelphia. Me and Riff had planned on going to and leaving you, Scott, you at home there. But,
well, you know what, though? I won't be home. I can tell you that. If I'm not up there with you guys in Philadelphia, there's a good chance I may be working out there in Lakeland for the CBR event that weekend. So we're just gonna have to wait and see what the road holds for us down there and how these rodeos are going. But if I'm not in Lakeland, you know, down here, I'll be up there in Philadelphia with you. I will certainly make a trip. If nothing else, that is when we will have our out of the chutes competition if we can't get it in sooner.
Well, I actually know where to get a good steak at it that way, so bring your checkbook there, Scott.
Oh, I'll make sure to clear that up with the boss. So thank you, Sneak.
I thought Rip. Sneak was offering to buy that night since he's
That's what I heard, too, Rip. He said he knew a good steakhouse, so I figured he was offering.
Well, you know, I'm going to show you where it's at. You got to buy.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I might buy for me and Rip. We just might have to leave you in the truck. Now, we got to specify these things here.
But, all right, guys. Look, we're working on about 33 minutes left in the show here. Y'all ready to fill the water bottles back up, take a little bit of break, and clear these throats up some so we can finish out this last 30 minutes or so of the show?
That sounds good, Rip.
Sounds
all
good
right.
to me.
Taught her to ride. She climbed high in that saddle. Well, I don't know how many times he taught her a lesson that she learned. Maybe a little too well. Cowgirls don't cry. Rise, baby, rise. Lessons of life. Babies, he started coming home late at night.
It's your daddy, you need to come home. This is it, I think he's dying. She laid the phone down by his head. The last words that he said, cowgirl, don't cry. Ride, baby, ride. Lessons of life, sure, it's all in time. Too soon, gotta let you know why. If you fall, get right back home. The good Lord calls everybody home. Cowgirl, don't cry.
We welcome you back to the Making Eight Rodeo Back at the Ranch Talk Show. My name is Rip Copeland. I am one of the hosts. I've got Sneaky Wilson with me here in the studio. Also, Scott Masick is online, is in the studio with us. And guys, I got a text that came through while we were in that song break there. And it was from a friend of mine, actually a guy that hired me out to announce some of his bull ridings and junior bull ridings. I talked to you about him last week, Scott, Robbie Swearingen from over around Oxford, Mississippi. He
okay.
has he started producing some junior bull ridings and going to do some junior bull ridings and bull ridings combined starting this spring and summer if we can get everything worked out and get some sponsors and stuff. And he was just wanting me to give a shout out about that, and if anyone out there is interested in this area, is interested, you can get in touch with me through our Making Eight website, and I will let Robbie know what kind of interest is coming in on it. We did one December the 13th up in Ripley, Mississippi, and I've talked about this before, and talked to Robbie the other day. He was through Batesville here. He stopped by and saw me at the fire station while I was real busy and working real hard, and we sat around and talked, I don't know, about an hour or so, and he's had several...
While you were working hard, right?
Right, you know, I mean, I was waiting for the tone to come in. That's what I do, man. He was telling me that he'd had several of the young men that rode in the junior bull riding from down in the southern part of the state, central part of the state, and we did have a good many of those come up to northeast Mississippi and riding this thing. They were calling and were wanting to know when he's putting on another one. So if any of you guys out there are interested in it, like I said, go to the Making Eight website, go to my email link, and let me know that you're interested in it, and I will get word back to Robbie, and we will get one of these things set up, and who knows, we can possibly have a tailgate show from it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we'll certainly work on getting something set up with that out there. I mean, you know, We want to try to get out and hit as many events as we can. And, you know, one of the big ways we're going to do that is to get fans over buying up our Making Eight gear. So make sure you stop by our store and, check out what we have. I think we've got some pretty competitive prices on our stuff. And just remember that everything we have, everything goes back into the to sponsoring bull riders and to help carrying on the team. Making sure we can get out and do these tailgate parties and really, put on these shows for you live at these events. So make sure you definitely check them out.
Y'all lost me there.
You fall asleep there, Sneak.
That's
almost,
not real hard
almost.
To do, Sneak. You act like that's a project to do, but it's not real hard to do, buddy.
Yeah, it is. Oh. I was actually trying to look something up there. I apologize to everybody. I'll go right ahead.
We got some lines open. If we got anybody out there that wants to call in, talk to us, 646-915-9940. You've got Rip Copeland, Sneaky Wilson, and Scott Masick with you here on the Making Eight radio broadcast. We still got a grip on this thing. We got about 30 more minutes to go, guys, so... If you want to call in and give our throats a rest, hey, we'll let you take the next 25 minutes or so, won't we, Scott?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, we also want to mention to our fans and our listeners out there that we also have our chat room up. You know, if you can't get on the one through Blog Talk Radio or you don't want to register through them, you can click on our chat room through makeit.com. Go to the chat site, click there. It's really easy to sign up and, you know, get on our chat room, talk some radio with us there. You know, we're in and out throughout the days, you know, so we'll be happy to sit down and talk with you, say hello. You know, we also have our forum page. You know, if anybody's got any ideas about, you know, or any information they want to get across, whether it be anything from wanting to sell some gear or a prayer request for somebody, some information about rodeos, go to our forum page and fill that out as well. You know, it's not real hard to do, and we want to get information out to other fans and riders, so make sure you do that.
Or if they might want to mention how much that Rip and Sneak's paycheck ought to be, that would be acceptable, too. We'd talk with them, talk about that, you know.
Now, Rip, we don't have to go there, man. I told you, go talk to the boss.
I'm just trying to get a little bit of help in here now.
I know you are. I know. We're going to work on it. Like I said, that's certainly coming down the way there. But right now, we want to put this thing back into the rodeos. We want to get, you know, you guys out to the rodeos, being able to broadcast and do some tailgate parties yourselves. The only way we're going to do that is by getting these fans out there, checking out our website, and buying our gear. You know, if you guys know of Western stores or something in your area, make sure you tell them about us and tell them to get out there and see what we have, because we want to get our stuff in their stores as well.
Yeah, that's true. We need to get all the help we can get right now, especially me. But, Rip, have you noticed every time we mention money, he refers to Kelly as the boss then?
Yeah, I've noticed that. Hey, guys, I just had a phone line light up here. We've got a caller tonight, so we're going to bring them in here and let them talk. Good evening.
How y'all doing?
Welcome to Making Eight.
How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good. How are you?
We've been listening to y'all a little bit.
Good. What do you think about the show?
Y'all ain't had no phone calls, so I figured I'd be y'all's first.
Well, who we got out there?
This is Ricky Ringer.
Hey, Ricky, how you doing?
I'm doing.
Good deal, man.
Sounds like y'all were drowning a little bit.
Hey, we need all the help we can get, believe me. Sneaky over there, he just, you know, I think he goes over there and puts his lipstick on or something. He likes to get real quiet on us. But, you know, Ricky, what circuits are you running right now?
We got a little bit of everything.
Yeah?
Yeah, it don't matter, wherever they got the money at.
Yeah, so where are you at? Are you over in Florida?
Yeah, Cocoa Beach.
Okay, all right.
I figured I'd give you all an update. There's an IPRA rodeo tonight. I just got off the phone with Jimmy Lathrow, and he said he's winning the second. So,
oh really?
Put that out there. I heard y'all talking about him a little bit, so we'll pump him up a little bit.
There you go. That's great to hear. I believe he. I think he only covered one down there in Fellsmere on Sunday. I was down there able to watch him.
Yeah, he can ride sometimes. He's a pretty good bull rider.
Yeah. Now, have you done any PBR events this year?
Nope, I ain't been in none this year.
No, you did last year, though, didn't you? Or did you?
Last year or the year before, I don't remember. I think I went to a couple last year.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I remember watching you. Matter of fact, you did a lot of the SSBR events last year as well, right?
Yeah, I went to just about all of them.
Now, if I remember correctly, you also got a rodeo that you produce yourself once or twice a year up there. Am I right?
I put one on last year, a little invitational deal.
You gonna do it again this year?
Yeah, we're trying to work this year over here in Cocoa.
All right.
We're in the middle of putting it all together right now.
Okay, good. Well, you know, hopefully we'll have to keep checking out the SSBR website and see if we can't get involved with that. But, you know, if you get a date or something set, let us know so we can get it on our calendar and make sure we can get out that way, okay?
Oh, will do. What,
hey, Ricky?
What's up?
Do you know Scott? I mean, or do you know Scott?
I'm not sure. I believe I've seen him before. You know, I just, you see a lot of people, you know, faces coming.
Yeah, well, he's got a face that you can't forget. That's for sure. I just didn't know if you were friends and I was just gonna let you know, you need to watch who you hang out with sometimes.
Well, I'll say this. I've watched Ricky. Him and I have crossed paths at a few of the other rodeos. Ricky, were you in Felsmere 2 years ago?
I usually go every year. I think this is the first year I missed in probably, I don't know, the last 10 years probably.
Well, if you'll remember correct, 2 years ago, I was the one that took the helicopter ride out of there. So I was the one that got busted up, and that's actually how the whole Making Eight got started, was when I was laid up in bed healing from that. That was when I got into this. But, I watched Ricky, kind of move up through the SSBR ranks. I kind of followed him a little bit. That's one heck of a bull rider we're talking to right there. And, there's no doubt I expect to see him involved in more of the PBR events and actually being a strong competitor as well in the SSBR ranks.
Oh, heck, I'm getting too old to be coming up. I'm on my way down on the backside of it, you know. I'm in
there
just kind of hanging around still, you know.
Well, you're definitely in it enough to give some of these younger guys some competition, and we'll put it that way.
Yeah, but I figure I'd give y'all a call, you know, and kind of see if we can get some more people to bite on this a little bit, you know. I like the idea of what y'all are doing, you know. It's something different. I ain't ever had nothing like this before. I think it's pretty cool, you know. You're sitting around the house, you flip it on and listen to it. Something to do on a Thursday night. I like it.
There you go. Well, we certainly appreciate it, Ricky. Hey, listen, I don't know if you're going to be out at any events tomorrow. We're going to be down at Remington Roughstock tomorrow night. We're going to do our live air show there, our tailgate party. So, if you get a chance to either listen in or hopefully we'll catch you down that way. You plan on getting down to any of the SSBR events here coming up in the next few weeks?
Yeah, I think we're going to go to Dublin next weekend. Me, Jimmy, BJ, and Bobby Lathrow. I think we're all going to ride up there to Dublin next weekend.
Are you? Yeah, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to work, but I'm gonna be down in Mayaca City on that one. But we're definitely. I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to catch up and make sure when you get out to one of these events, you see us out there, you stop by and say hey to us, okay?
Oh, ain't a problem.
Hey, Ricky, if you can get it in your traveling plans now, remember that one that they're having up in Philadelphia, Mississippi, because Sneak and I are definitely gonna be roaming around there. And we'd sure like to have you come sit down and talk with us. Maybe we can do a live interview.
Yeah, I like the Mississippi events. Them boys got some bulls at buck out there. You know, Spencer and MC Merritt and them guys, they really got a good pen of bulls out there. We enjoy going to their deals. We went to some of them last year.
Spencer and MC do have a good string of bucking stock out there. And they're going to be making it pretty big too, you know.
Yeah, they got a real good pen of bulls. I like them guys. They're good people there.
And when I said talk to you live, it's not like we're dead tonight. I don't know what I was thinking when I said that, since we're all three living and breathing and we're doing this.
Well, how about if we just do a live sit-down show with him and maybe see if we can profile a little bit about him and let some of those fans get to know Ricky Ringer a little bit.
That's a lot better said than what I said.
Well, hey, Ricky, it sure is nice having you out there calling into our show, man. We're glad that you guys are getting involved with us. And, hopefully there's some more riders that are wanting to get interested and become team members. And, like I said, we're looking to do a lot of promotional stuff for some of our corporate sponsors that we're getting on board. But we really want to do this to promote the riders themselves. So, we want to try to get some of these younger guys some sponsorships and, even get some of these senior guys like yourself, try to get them involved, see if we can't get some entry fees covered for you guys out there.
Well, heck, we're always looking for free entry fees, you know. We like that sponsorship money. That's good stuff here.
Now, Ricky, you noticed he says senior like it's a bad thing, didn't you?
Yeah, I was thinking he was kind of putting me on a walker, you know, following the wheelchair. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think I've been in the hospital bed since I started this show.
Well, you know, I gotta tell you, y'all are gonna put me on the spot here. You know, I'm fairly old for the sport myself. I mean, I'm 30, and I know that there's some guys that are out there that are a lot older than I am out there still competing. But, you know, it was a business decision on my side of it. And I don't know if I'm going to get back into it or not. But, you know, I think anybody who's been doing the sport longer than I have is senior to me. So, I mean, if you've been riding for a number of years out there, you're probably going to be senior to me.
Yeah, I'm a little bit, I don't know what you get on past senior, but I'm like past senior. The only person more senior to me, I think, is Brian Corson.
Okay. Well, that gives us an idea, but I'll tell you what, you know, I mean, he's still out competing as well, and I enjoy watching him.
Oh, he's like riding against one of them 16-year-old guys. I mean, he's still got it. He's still got it. That guy, he's one of the best, I'm telling you. He can dang sure ride.
Y'all, that's for sure. Now, I got a question for you, Riggy. Have you seen the Ryan Rippo's ropes?
Oh, yeah, I ride with one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Now, how do you like it?
Well, I tell you what, first time I put my hand in that bull rope, I won the bull riding on it. I won a long round at PBR in Pennsylvania. It was first bull riding I used that rope at. And
really?
And I tell you what, I like him. He builds a heck of a rope.
Well, I had the opportunity to see one down there at Fellsmere. I went down there with Jimmy Bennett this weekend. And, you know, Jimmy's been talking a lot about them. And, you know, I look at them, and they look like really good ropes. And I hope to have Ryan, you know, try to get involved with us. We'd be happy to sell some of his ropes on our website if he can get them put together fast enough for us. I think that they're something that'll really sell. And I think that the riders enjoy riding with them. I put my hand in it, and I'll tell you what, it felt real comfortable. You know, so I think he's got a good market there for something outside of bull riding.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd love to sell them too. I mean, last I talked to him, he had two or three built. You know, they're sitting there waiting for somebody to buy them. So
I'll tell you, get you
a Rippo rope because you can't go wrong with them.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Ricky, if you have a chance to talk with him before I do, make sure you tell him to get a hold of us on our website. Tell him to go check us out. And like I said, I'll be happy to try to get him up on our website. And, of course, you know, I talk with Buckshot Morrison, and, you know, he's got a little thing going, too, where he makes some head leads and, you know, some head stalls, some reins and things like that. And I told him I'd be happy to sell them on my website. Everything goes back to those guys. You know, I'm not looking to take a percentage of anything for it on our website. I'll put that out there right now that I want the riders to be able to get that because that's going to be something that's going to help them get down the road. So as one of our promotional things that we're going to do for him, you know, if he's got something that he wants to sell like that that he's made, I think he's got a really good product there. And, you know, the feedback I'm getting from the riders, they're a really good rope.
Oh, for sure. You can't, like I said, you can't go wrong. He's got a real tight braid, and he makes a heck of a block on them, and he build them to any specification you want, you know.
Yeah.
He can make it however you want it.
Just out of curiosity, how long does it take him to make a rope?
He had mine done in 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
I called him, I believe it was on a Sunday night or a Monday morning. He had it for me, waiting for me at the bull riding.
All right, good deal. Well, I'll tell you what, if there's any fans or riders out there listening, want to get involved in the sport or you're already involved and want to get a rope, try to get a hold of us. We're going to try to get a hold of Ryan and see if we can't get some of these ropes ordered for some of these other riders out there because, like I said, I was really impressed with it. That block looked real strong, and it was just real impressive to see.
Yeah, I rode with mine about a year and a half now, or about a year, maybe a year, and that block hasn't weakened a lick. The handhold isn't rolling yet. I mean, he's doing a real good job on them.
Oh, that's great. That really is. Well, I mean, our whole thing is get a grip, so we want to make sure these guys can get a grip on a good rope there, and Ryan Rippo is definitely the way to go. So get you a Rippo rope, that's for sure.
Get your Rippo ropes. Get your Rippo rope. He'll be happy to build it for you.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. Like I said, tell him to call me. We'll put him up on our website, and we'll sell him for him.
Do we have a phone number for him now?
Yeah, I can get it. Hold on, let me get my other phone here.
Okay, Sneaky, you gotta feel the time on this.
Hold on, let's get Ripper. You probably call him right now, wake him up. He'd probably love it. He would. He'd be putting some advertisement on the airways right now.
Oh, will he?
Let's see. It's 941-302-0297. Call for your Ripo ropes. He's one of my good friends, so I'm going to help him out in any way I can. I tell you what, he'd be happy to build these.
Ricky, I can't write that fast. Give me that number one more time, buddy.
941-302-0297. Ripo ropes.
Ripo ropes.
Ripo
ropes.
Well,
you need to call him and wake him up and tell him you just give him some free advertisement.
I will. Once I get this other phone out of my ear, I'll get on the phone and I'll tell him I gave you all kind of free advertisement. You're gonna have to book me a new rope.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll tell you
what, Ricky. We've only got about 15 minutes left in the show. If we let you go and you give him a buzz, you tell him he's got about 15 minutes to give us a call, and we'll jump in there and talk with him. Otherwise, he can either try to give me a call tomorrow night or even tomorrow during the day, and we'll talk more about it. But if he wants to get on the air and do some more advertisement for his ropes, you tell him to give us a call here within the next 15 minutes. How's that sound?
We'll do that. We'll call and wake him up.
All right, Ricky. Well, hey, listen, it has been great talking with you, man. Stay in tune with us, and definitely stop by and see us when we get out there to these rodeos with you, okay?
Yeah, we'll do, y'all. I like what y'all are doing, so keep it up.
Thank you, Ricky.
You,
we appreciate you calling
man.
In, buddy.
Y'all take it easy.
All right,
you
have
too.
A good one.
Well, how about that, fellas? You know, we got one of our first riders, and like I said, you know, I mean, I've never actually went over and sat down and talked with Ricky, but like I said, definitely had the opportunity to follow him a little bit within some of the PBR events, some of the smaller ones, as well as the SSBR events. Saw that he had put on some challenges and things like that. You know, up around I believe it was around the Ocala area. He's definitely a good bull rider. He's definitely great to watch, and I'm definitely glad he called in the show.
Yeah, that was great to have him call in like that. And he sounds like he's a real talkative guy too. Like you say, we need to sit down and do a profile interview with him when we get a chance.
Yeah, we'll certainly work on that. You know, and if there's other fans or if there's other riders out there that want to kind of give themselves a little credit or, want to talk about themselves, or if you got something rodeo that you want to talk about, don't hesitate to give us a call during our shows. We'll try to get to you during these tailgate parties, but we really want to broadcast what's going on at the rodeo event. So, just kind of bear with us if you can't get through right away. Keep trying or just hang in there. We'll certainly try to get to you. I know we're running kind of short on time, fellas, but hopefully we'll get a call back from Ryan, because I certainly want to talk with him. I've been trying to get in touch with him for a little while now, but glad that Ricky called in and gave us his number. Now Sneaky, that doesn't mean giving him a call late at night here just to talk about the weather.
Well, now that's you're the one who brought the weather up earlier, not me.
Well, don't be trying to tell him what kind of makeup you wear either.
Well, we won't go into that.
Hey, guys, and that call from Ricky right there, that ought to show all the other listeners out there that we won't put you through the ringer too bad when you call in. We'll just kind of let you go on and talk about what you want to talk about, ask you a question, won't put you on the spot. So write the phone number down, 646-915-9940. We've got about 10 minutes left in the show, and, hey, we got another caller on the line.
Well, let's see who we got out there.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Making Eight.
How you doing? This is Carl Saletti.
Hey,
hello,
there, Carl.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing? I figured I'd give you all a call. I was listening to the show just now, and I got pretty entertained by y'all and Ricky and talking. So I figured I got pretty excited. So I figured I'd call in myself and give a little bit.
Oh, man, well, you're talking about the pressure being on tonight. the pressure just got turned up on this show, baby.
Well, for the fans that don't know, Carl Saletti is actually the owner of the SSBR, and, you know, he's the one that has opened up this door for us to get involved with the directly with the sport and get involved with these riders. And, you know, we're happy to have you listening, and we're happy to be out at your rodeos.
Well, I'm glad we can help support what you're doing. We'd really appreciate it. You know, anything to promote the riders out there is what we're all about, you know, teaming up with people like yourselves. It's definitely an asset to the sport, and we really appreciate it. And what y'all were doing there just a little bit ago is what it's all about. You know, Ricky's one heck of a bull rider. He's been with us since the beginning and really promoted the sport real well. And, you know, he was actually sponsored by one of our sponsors, Bullwear Clothing, out of Jacksonville, and he carried their name real well for a couple of years. And appreciate all he's done, of course. And what you guys are doing is a great thing, and we appreciate you guys being part of it.
Well, hey, Carl, like I said, we certainly appreciate it. Now, while I got you on the line, I'm sort of going to put you on the spot here, but do you have any plans to try to get another Ricky Ringer Challenge down there this year?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Sticking a name like Ricky Ringer on an event is going to certainly attract the fans to the event, and they know it's going to be a tough one because I don't know if y'all know, but he did win the Tough Man Award this year, and probably don't, you know, I was fortunate enough to follow all the events all year long and be a part of it, and the feller there, he rode all year long with broke ribs and everything else, and each year we give an award out, Tough Man Award, Tough Enough Award. And he
right.
was a recipient of that this year, of course, because he literally the guy rode broke up all year long. And if you were fortunate enough to see that kind of effort put out, it was the fans appreciated it one night in Port Charlotte when he actually did make an 8-second ride and went around with broke ribs. And I don't know what else was wrong with him, but his whole body was broke up. And
that's what
this sport's all about.
All that is. Well, I was just going to say, not only did he ride being hurt, but he also was competitive, you know, and actually made some qualified rides while he was hurt.
Oh, yeah. No, there's no doubt that's 150% try in that man. And that's what, you know, them senior riders bring to the sport. Them younger guys see that, and they try a lot harder. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff we look for in the athletes that we're involved with.
Well,
hey, Carl,
go ahead, Rip. I'm sorry.
No, go on, Scott. Go on with what you were going to do.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, I mean, that's what Cowboy Tough is right there. And, you know, these younger generations still have a taste of that by seeing some of these senior bull riders out there on the circuits and still getting it done. And that's what we like to see, and that's what we like to encourage as well. You know, I was talking, I had the pleasure of talking with you earlier today, Carl, and, you know, we were talking about some of these younger riders coming up, and I know that I told you, we get them involved in our team, we're looking to push them, you know, so they understand what the sport is all about, sometimes that's what comes with it, is that you got to play hurt. You know, I had a broken jaw that I rode with for about 3 months a couple years ago, so... it's just one of those things, you know. It's part of the sport, and we just got to bear with it sometimes.
That's right. Hey, Rip, I want to ask you, did you have a good time up there in Greenwood, Mississippi for one of our events this past weekend?
Carl, I had a blast. I really enjoyed it. You know, like I was saying earlier in the show, 48 riders in one night. Man, if you want to see some bull riding action, that was some good bull riding action. MC Merritt, Spencer Robson had the bulls in there, and they're pretty big in Mississippi as far as their bull, string of bulls. They do a lot of rodeos in Mississippi, and I was real pleased with the show that went on up there. Had a pretty good sized crowd too. I was really really pleased with the crowd. Like I said, I couldn't make it back Saturday night because of the snow that moved into North Mississippi, and I really hated that, but. Have you heard anything on what the crowd was like Saturday night, Carl?
They said it was is a lot better. Of course, they had a snowstorm apparently up there, which, you know, we don't have a chance to get to see that too much down here, but they said it was snowstorming, so I imagine it had a little to do with the people that turned out to the event, but they said it was quite a bit better on Saturday night.
Well, Carl, Sneaky and I have got one favor to ask you, okay? You know, we're kind of over here in your western region, and we're Scott's over in the southern eastern part of the region, and Sneaky and I are needing some more events over here our way, cause Scott's getting to go out and do all the fun stuff, and we get to sit in the studio and run the switchboard and all that. So we'd like to get out just a little bit more. If you might could accommodate us on that some.
Well, I'll tell you that I do appreciate that, and I tell you, if you can help us book some of them shows, we'd sure enough get you to them, because we sure enough try real hard, and it's growing a lot over there. It's only our second year over in that area with the Western region, and you know, our new director over there, Jay Austin, is running stuff for us over there. He's a well-respected man. He's been to PRCA Southeastern Circuit Finals probably 15 times, you know, DNFR twice, so he's a well-respected man over there. He's going to get things rolling for us and probably get you some more events to go to and have a good time at. Well, I'll tell you what, Carl, how about if we just kind of unite together, and we'll kick Team Making Eight off right, and not only work with the riders, but we'll work with you guys as well, and work on getting some rodeos booked out that way. How's that? Oh yeah, we'll work together on that, and I promise you, we'll get it bumped up a little bit for you, and really, you know, we have about a 70 to 80 events scheduled during the year, and we'd like to get about 30 or 40 over there when it's all said and done, and that's the whole thing is growth. We're all about growth, and with Red Man Tour and the Red Man Chewing Tobacco Company helping us out, we're gonna, you know, push that way. You know, also the Seminole Tribe of Florida, they're gonna help, you know, get this thing a lot bigger, and you know, I think, you know, we're one of the elite organizations in the Southeast, so when we do crown a champion, it means something, and especially over there in that part of the country, you know, when we crown a Western Circuit champion, you know, and Eastern Circuit champion, they come together at the end of the year to compete against each other. It's always a fun time.
Yeah, you're right, Carl. Well, hey, listen, I think we're about to run out of time here, but Carl, we certainly appreciate you coming in and talking with us a little bit. Like I said, look forward to being out at your shows here within the next couple weeks. I know I've got a lot of them scheduled in the Eastern Circuit. We're going to be out hitting it, as well as when the Philadelphia show comes up. I think Team Making Eight, we're all going to be out that way. And we look forward to continuing on with this and doing our tailgate parties at your events.
Well, good deal. I'll get a chance to see you in person over there in Micah City. I'll be over there and look forward to talking to you, and I'll get help you on air there, and we'll get some interviews with some of the riders and Rip and Sneaky. Is Sneaky there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sneaky, I need to get a picture of you without some makeup on your face. How about a tie and a cowboy hat, a nice little picture, and I'll get you up on that website so everybody can see what you look like.
Carl,
oh,
there's going to be no guarantees in that, because we know – now, Sneaky, he just loves wearing that makeup. I'm not sure that he ever takes it off.
All right.
But we'll work on it.
I'll see what I can do about that, Carl.
All right, I appreciate it.
Okay.
You guys have a good night, and we'll catch up to you later.
We'll
All right, Carl.
Tony.
We'll see you at the rodeos.
All right. Take care.
Appreciate
Bye.
It, Carl. Hey, Scott, go ahead and remind them when our next show is, and we've got about 30 seconds remaining before we got to wind up this show.
All right, fellas. Well, hey, listen, tomorrow night we're going to be out at Remington Roughstock doing our tailgate party. If you're in the area, make sure you stop by Crosstown Arena. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Gates open at 6. Make sure you're there. Tune into our website, making8.com. Find out what we're doing on our shows, as well as the SSBR Now. Check out the events in your area. Make sure you get out to one of these rodeos. You are not going to want to miss it. This season is really heated up.
All right, guys. Here we go with that time zone stuff again. All right. Guys, I had a great time tonight, and I'm going to tell you what, with Carl Saletti calling in, that made my whole night. I won't be able to sleep tonight now.
I hear you guys. Well, I'll tell you what, that's the nature of this business. We're here to grow, and we're here to help the SSBR grow as well. I'm excited for what we got going on. We obviously miss Ryan Rippo being able to call in, but hopefully we'll get him maybe on the next show, next Thursday night, 8 p.m. So, 8 p.m. Eastern time. I'm sorry there, fellas. 8 p.m. Eastern time. Don't miss it. Make sure you get back to our Back at the Ranch Rodeo radio show.
Well, everybody, all right. Have a good night.
Y'all have a good night.
A no threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. Big race, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger, a blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he comes back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. Then he hits the road, fronting the van, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. But then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits